Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Hawaii governor blames his political loss on support of same-sex marriage. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation. Matt, the Hawaii governor, Neil Abercrombie, said he lost his bid for re-election for the Democratic primary because of his decision to call a special session to legalize same-sex marriage. And he realized that even in Hawaii, that was not politically popular. And as a result, he came out and specifically pointed to that one issue as the reason why he lost his bid for governor.
This is an example of when reality comes into conflict with leftist talking points. And of course, the pro-homosexual so-called marriage left is claims they want to create this impression that that the redefinition of marriage nationwide is a foregone conclusion, that it's a good thing that the American people support. Nothing could be further from the truth. As we are starting to see how same-sex marriage is undermining the institution of legitimate marriage in our society as a whole. This country's fallen apart, Matt, and our loss of our moral foundations is a big part of it. Governor Abercrombie is admitting that, hold the phones, the American public may be not so supportive of deconstructing and destroying the institution of marriage after all.
Well, in this particular case, Republicans and Democrats, they're allowed to vote in the primary. And he says, quote, doctrinally, I was outside the circle and paid for it, close quote. And he said that the voters ultimately voted against him on this issue, but he lost by a stunning margin of 2-1. And this is the first time a Democratic governor has actually been unseated in a Hawaii primary. So in the history of Hawaii, no Democratic governor has ever been unseated in a primary. This is the first time, and the issue was his support over same-sex marriage. He said that he supported a special session to legalize same-sex marriage, and it was that issue where he ultimately went outside of the circle of support and paid dearly for it.
Matt, this is a political pro-marriage earthquake with the epicenter being the Hawaiian Islands. And let's hope and let's pray that that creates a pro-marriage tsunami that is heading for the continental United States and that this will catch on nationwide. It is not a foregone conclusion. It is not inevitable, the destruction of natural marriage. People need to stand firm, as they did in Hawaii, against this radical, society-crushing deconstruction of the natural human institution of marriage as God designed it and as human biology demands.
Well, his Democratic opponent is IGE, and this Governor Abercrombie outspent his Democratic opponent by a margin of 10-1. 10-1. He spent $5 million on his campaign in efforts to advertise and promote his reelection as governor. $5 million outspent his opponent 10-1. So for every $100 spent, he was able to spend $1,000. Compared to his opponent, and yet he lost, not by a little margin, but by a 2-1 margin. Outspent his opponent 10-1, lost by a margin of 2-1, and he says that it was because of his support of same-sex marriage. So This is stunning, Matt. This is the reality. You know, some people have said, or they give some idea that maybe this battle over same-sex marriage is lost. No, it's not. You know, the fact of the matter is that the media says, well, there's 19 states that have legalized same-sex marriage. Well, that's not true.
It's been judicial fiat.
Handful of states that did that. There's been 19 decisions on that.
Yeah.
But they're held pending further appellate review. So same-sex marriage, for example, in Virginia, a judge ultimately struck down the same-sex marriage law, but same-sex marriage is not allowed in Virginia. Why? Because the case is on hold and pending a later decision by a court of appeals. So it's only a handful of states. And frankly, in the states across the country, the majority of people still support marriage as the natural union of a man and a woman.
The overwhelming instances where a same-sex marriage has been foisted upon the American people in various states around the country have been done via judicial imperialism. This is judicial activism at play that we're seeing here. The will of the American people, when the people have weighed in democratically, the redefinition of marriage has gone down in flames almost 100% of the time, Matt. This is another example of that. And I hope that certainly Republican politicians, but Democrat politicians as well, will take notice that this inevitability propaganda and this notion that there's a wave of support for the destruction of natural marriage, that is a facade, that is propaganda at its best. The left is very good at it. But when reality comes into play here, we see what happens, and we've seen what happened with Amber Comey. I hope some of these conservative politicians claim to be conservative who are now starting to flirt with the idea of getting on board with the so-called marriage equality train, that they'll reconsider and look to Amber Comey here and see what may be in store for them.
Well, same-sex marriage, as a policy matter, says that boys and girls don't need moms and dads. As a policy matter, it is elevating a relationship to the highest level, putting laws of protection around it, and encouraging people to aspire to that particular relationship. And at the end of the day, that relationship is harmful to the individuals, physically and emotionally. That is clear from the Center for Disease Control and every other physical study that's out there that's neutral on this issue. And the Center for Disease Control certainly is not an advocate either way on this particular issue. It's just the reality of what is. So we can't promote a relationship that literally not only harms the people but harms society by virtue of the physical harm and the emotional harm. But beyond that, and most particularly, marriage involves third parties. It involves children. We have a responsibility to make sure that children are in the best environment. And clearly, the best environment is when they're raised with a mom and a dad. Same-sex marriage says to that kid, you will permanently, forever and a day, be deprived of having a father or having a mother. We're going to put you into this household, and we believe that you don't need a father and you don't need a mother. And that's just absolute nonsense.
Yeah. And we see now so many homosexual couples, you know, homosexuality is sterile by its very nature. It's a dead end. So we see them wanting to play house. So that there's has developed this black market for baby buying in Taiwan and elsewhere. And Thailand and elsewhere, and we see this baby buying occurring where surrogacy is being used and abused for these homosexual couples to go purchase a baby, bring it back, and then this baby is intentionally denied any knowledge of a mother or and of a father, which is a human instinct. Where did I come from? Who was my mom? Who was my dad? The reality is that kids have a mom and a dad. That's the biological reality and the human nature, the yearning to know where you came from, who your mother was, to have a relationship with your mom, a relationship with your father. That is wiped away by selfish adults who are more interested in their own desires than the needs of children.
No question about it. And every time that is ultimately put into law, you have religious liberty threatened. As in Massachusetts, where Catholic Charities were forced to stop doing adoptions because they were forced to put children in homes with same-sex parents, and they refused to do so. So they no longer do adoptions in Massachusetts, and that happens everywhere. So this is an issue that is winnable. It's an issue that must ultimately be defeated. Go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information, lc.org. That's lc.org, or call us at 800-671-1776. You can order the book at lc.org. Same-sex marriage, putting every household at risk, or Only One Mommy. And we also have books by Dr. Judith Reisman, Sexual Sabotage, and also Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence. And those books by Dr. Reisman really underscore the root causes of what we're dealing with today. I would encourage you to read both of them. They're good foundational material. frankly, I think it will surprise you at the information that's in those books. You can get them at lc.org, lc.org. You can call 800-671-1776. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel. We're in this battle for the long term. We're not going to give ground on religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, or family as the union of a man and a woman in marriage as the first foundation and first form of government. Go to lc.org for more information. You can contribute to Liberty Counsel's ministry right there at the website, or go to lc.org for more information.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.